مدني تشانل وي لاف مدني تشانل. محدث بيتي رحمه الله عليه has written in his book that Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak رحمه الله عليه, he was a young man who would enjoy gatherings of music. He would go and he would play the music instrument and he would enjoy gatherings of music. So he's mentioned that once with his friends, he headed towards a music gathering. And he mentioned that as soon as Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he was about to pick up the instrument from the ground. He says that as soon as I was about to pick the instrument up from this music instrument, I heard the following ayah of the Holy Quran. Surah Hadid, translation from the glorious Nuzul Iman. That has the time now come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for this truth that has come. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned that as soon as he heard this ayah of the Holy Quran, he says that my heart was affected and I repented sincerely and I vowed never to do anything that would take me away from my Lord. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madinah Channel, think to yourself, one ayah of the Holy Quran and this changed his life. This one ayah of the Holy Quran, and this was the reason why Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, his life changed. And who was Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh? His life changed. But what status did he achieve? What rank did he achieve? It's mentioned that he achieved the rank. He became the Amir al-Mu'mineen fil hadith of his time. Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, he also achieved this status. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he also achieved this status. And let me tell you the rank of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh. Such a high rank, my dear Islamic brothers, he had. The one, he met a blind person. And he said to the blind person, the old blind person, what is your wish? What is your desire? What do you desire for? The blind person said to him that with these eyes, I want to see again. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he raised his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He did dua for the blind man. And my dear Islamic brothers, this dua was accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That blind person who could not see, alhamdulillah, due to the blessings of the dua of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he was then eventually able to see. This was the rank, this was the status that Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh achieved.